Finally, my dear Harold, finally. In a few seconds, you will learn why this mansion is so completely burglar-proof.
I saw the men working on the wall, Mr. Simmons. They were finished with the masonry 2 days ago.
Oh, yes, they were finished with the masonry. A wall 10 feet high now completely covers the front of this place of mine, and there is nothing but a cliff in back. But a mere wall and a cliff are not sufficient protection.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
You will, my dear Harold, you will. You are my caretaker, but your work will be relatively easy. Believe me, it will be easy. Oh, what's keeping those men?
Keeping them from what, sir?
From trying out the device they've installed. I can't imagine... Hear that, Harold? Harold, you hear that?
What is it, Mr. Simmons?
It's an electric eye system, Harold. It's completely foolproof and burglar-proof. If anyone so much as approaches within 6 feet of any part of those walls, that alarm goes off. Nobody can get to me here, Harold. Nobody.
Mr. Simmons... You've never told me who it is you were afraid of.
Who it is? It could be any of a dozen people, Harold. Weak people. People who resented the fact that in the battle of business, I was successful, and they weren't. But now I'm safe. With you to look after me 24 hours a day.
You can depend on me, Mr. Simmons.
Indeed I do, Harold, and indeed I will. It's true I know nothing of your background, but you strike me as satisfactory. You look me square in the eye all the time. That's important. Besides, I'm used to taking chances on people. 5 years ago, when I first hired Betty Jarnes as my secretary, I knew nothing of her either.
Miss Jarnes is very capable.
Yes, and very lovely. And I've rewarded her, Harold, just as I'll reward you if you are faithful to your duties. When I die, she receives a considerable fortune.
I'll do my best, Mr. Simmons.
Oh, Harold, just to prove to you that I'm not an old fool, I said I knew nothing about you. That is true. But just in case you were sent here by one of my friends...
Mr. Simmons...
Please don't think I overlooked that possibility. Just in case you were sent here by one of my friends, allow me to assure you that I have means of protecting myself at all times. You see?
That gun is entirely unnecessary where I'm concerned, sir.
Perhaps. But it is well to have it with me all the time, regardless. I'm glad we had this little chat, Harold. As you can see... I'm protected from strangers by the wall and its electric eye. And I'm protected from my own household by this gun. I'm completely safe. And for the first time in years, I'm at ease.
Very good, sir. I'm glad.
I'm an old man, Harold. And this is the freedom I've been looking forward to for years. Perhaps I don't have too long to live. But they're going to be easy years. Harold, didn't you hear what I said?
Yes, sir. You said perhaps you don't have too long to live.